This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. Two environmental organizations are putting their money where their mouths are. Climate Change Connections Manitoba and Manitoba's Climate Action Team are holding challenges for Manitoba high schoolers to use their creative skills to raise awareness of innovative climate solutions and have a chance to earn some cash. Jennifer McRae, Public Outreach and Engagement Associate with Climate Change Connections, says these challenges aim to empower youth and inspire them to take action.
We really just want to see what high school students can do and come up with and the creative ideas they might have. Getting the word out about climate change facts and solutions and getting students to come up with ways to communicate that and share their own ideas and perspectives.
The Youth Influencer Video Challenge has participants create short videos highlighting facts about climate change and solutions. These videos will be posted on social media, and winners will be determined by public engagement. The top three videos will receive a cash prize. The video challenge is alongside Manitoba's Climate Action Team's Student Design Challenge. Megan Mast, Communications Manager with Manitoba's Climate Action Team, says they hope the challenge's guiding principles inspire students.
So one of them is Indigenous leadership, so seeking out and incorporating direction from elders and Indigenous knowledge keepers, because Indigenous people comprise less than 5% of the world's population, and they're protecting 80% of global biodiversity. And another theme is recognizing the right of nature to exist. So protecting, reclaiming, and expanding natural areas is really key to fighting climate change.
This initiative invites students to develop innovative climate solutions that promote resilience and reduce emissions. Participants submit short videos and supporting images illustrating their designs. Winners will receive a $500 grant towards a climate action fund for their school.
The hope is to engage students, young people, in thinking about innovative climate solutions that help develop resiliency in Manitoba and help minimize greenhouse gas emissions. We know young people are so passionate, and obviously they have a huge stake involved in the future.
The collaborative approach continues the efforts to bond environmental organizations and communities together, McRae explains.
It's all about connecting with each other and building community, so we're stronger together. And that's where community can really bring about change, is by connecting with each other and finding ways to amplify each other's voices.
Mast emphasizes the sentiment.
I'm fairly new to this role, but my impression already is that there's so much collaboration happening between climate organizations in the city and in the province. And there's a real, I think people have a really good sense that, like Jennifer said, we're stronger when we work together. So what can we do together? How can we support each other's efforts? How can we bolster the good work that's already happening?
McRae and Mast are excited to see what students create and eagerly await the imaginative submissions from Manitoban youth after the submission deadline on April 11th. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.